Welcome back, everybody, to the Good Bit Podcast, and welcome back to another bonus edition of the podcast on this fine, fine day, as I'm joined one more again by my original co-host of the Good Bit Podcast. We are back together again, myself and Aaron Dockard. And I asked Aaron, what is a great film that you saw for the very first time recently? Something that really inspired you, something you really, really enjoyed. Is it something that you think is quite underrated? Give me a film that you think that more people should have seen, a film that you really enjoyed, and you want to talk about it right here in a very special bonus edition of the Good Bit Podcast. We're going to chat about that right here, right now. Thank you for tuning in. As a little reward for all your great service as fans and listeners of the Good Bit Podcast, weird to refer to it as fans. That is really strange. But speaking of that, actually, if you have enjoyed the Good Bit Podcast recently, or if you enjoy this bonus edition, we would love you to spread the word. If you can tell your friends, tell your family, tell your neighbours, tell your dog about the Good Bit Podcast, that would be greatly appreciated. Make sure you tell them that we're always here having a good time, chatting about films, telling stories, and having lots and lots of laughs here on the Good Bit Podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts, whether it's Spotify, whether it's Apple, or whether you watch podcasts in video form. I don't know what other form you'd watch it in, but there you go. On YouTube, we are there. You can also get us on the socials at The Good Bit Pod on X. It's called X now. And at The Good Bit Pod on both TikTok and Instagram. If you can spread the word, that would be incredible. If you can post on those socials about the podcast, that'd be great as well. Just tell some people that we always have a good time here on We always have a good time here on The Good Bit Podcast, whether it's a full-length normal edition or if it is one of these wee bonus segments. We greatly appreciate your time. And whatever kind of platform you use to listen to the podcast, if you could leave us a 5-star review, that would really help us beat the algorithm and get some more eyes and ears on the podcast. Because as you can imagine, podcasts are becoming so easy to do and so accessible. There is thousands of new podcasts added every single week, so it becomes increasingly harder to get more people to listen and to notice podcasts like this that are, you know, home-built, been growing for years, and we always rely on listenership and fan engagement. There you go, I did it again. Fan engagement. You're all my fans out there. That's so weird to say. I don't really mean it. Okay, we have a bonus edition here on the Good Bit Podcast. Here is me and Aaron chatting about a couple of films that we watched for the first time very, very recently over the last year to try and get some more eyeballs on these really underrated films that, yeah, were nominated for awards and stuff like that, but maybe kind of flew under the radar when it came to award season. That's going to happen again in 2024. But over the last year, what's a film that you really enjoyed, Aaron?
Tar. I watched for the first time this year.
That was weird.
I believe it was released in the UK. He's on his phone.
I'm going to get the information up. So for those watching on YouTube, here is the poster. If you don't know what we're talking about, it's the Cate Blanchett film. And it is a film by Todd Field, a director behind films such as Little Children and Eyes Wide Shut, two films that I've not seen. But Tar was one that I watched and I liked, but I think it's a very, we were talking about this the other day, I preferred The Fabelmans by Steven Spielberg, and if you know, if I'm doing one of these on this segment as well, that's a film I watched for the first time in 2023. But Aaron, you preferred Tar. So what was it about Tar that you liked so much about like Cate Blanchett's performance?
I loved Cate Blanchett's performance. I thought it was so captivating and bold, yet so vulnerable and exposing. And those are the best performances. I think it's a brilliant movie. I love the aesthetic of it. Like, it's one of these films where, like, I love the subject matter and, like, the heart of the film. But on top of that, the setting of it being, you know, her being the... No, what's her title? Fucking hell, now I can't even remember anything about it. In classical music, it's where it's set. The world of classical music and the world of orchestras and conducting. I just loved that aspect of it as well. Kind of like Phantom Thread.
Oh, yes.
Favorite films. Like, I love the subject of it. I love the sort of about relationships and sort of weird power dynamics in relationships, but also the sort of aesthetic and the setting of it is this 1950s London fashion worlds, just all sort of amazing and inspiring and just fucking cool.
Yeah.
So there's two things, two aspects of the film. I just love them both. I'm doing a
Yeah.
lot with my hands, almost like I'm conducting.
Oh, yeah.
And I think she was fantastic. What else do I think about it? I thought it, it made me get totally into classical music after watching this film. I went to see classical music after it,
Really?
loads. I just was just fucking enthralled by it. I saw it in the cinemas. The sound was intense and
Right.
amazing. I just found it incredibly inspiring. And I liked the subject matter. I engaged me. I thought it was an interesting, fucking fascinating film. I know it got a lot of flack for many things, including sort of portraying, a female in this way. I personally didn't have an issue with it and thought that was one of the things that made it really interesting. People won't like that, but
But that's part of it though. That's the subject matter. You know, it is really interesting to
it's
see
going to piss people off.
someone else's take, and you know, the controversial nature of it is why it gets people talking. You know, and it's why it was nominated for X, Y, and Z, you know, awards, because you know there's things to be talked about. You know.
Absolutely. And I loved it. I even the opening scene, I just loved it. It's
That's
hard
the scene
getting
where she's been interviewed for ages.
ages.
Yeah.
I was just hooked from beginning to end.
Good.
It's pretty much my film of the year, I think.
I mean, another film that came out in 2023 was Maestro,
Yeah,
and
seen
again about not necessarily classical music, but music and like orchestral music in that setting, someone solely responsible for this incredible music. And that was one when you saw it in the cinema, you were like, you know, it's definitely coming out on Netflix, but try and catch it in the cinema for the sound. And I'm assuming Tar was the same. I didn't see Tar in the cinema, I saw it at home right before the Oscars, but
Right. I think
yeah.
it makes such a huge difference. I think that's my thing this year. I've really, really started appreciating the cinema, like just seeing a film in the cinema. If we're talking about giving it a score out of 5 on Letterboxd, it like just guarantees I'm going to give it half a star more, or even a
Because of
star
that.
more. Like just being in the cinema, what it's just so incredibly different. I enjoy films so much less watching them at home. The cinema's just magical.
Yes.
I hope it never goes away, and I hope it isn't dying, and I hope there is some sort of resurgence, and perhaps there is. I don't know what the stats are, but I think it's just fucking magical, and I love it so much. And I want to see a lot more films at the cinema in 2024. A lot of people won't like Tar. A lot of people will think it's problematic or even boring. Perhaps. I just didn't feel those ways. That's just my disposition. But I think I also love films. Being we're creative people, like I kind of I'm obsessed with films about tortured genius artists.
Right. And
I
seeing how they work.
I'm just kind of obsessed with that. It's one of my things. I just love. I love Phantom Thread. I love Maestro. I love Tar. I love even something like
What about like something like I don't know, that not the favorite, what's the other one? With Saoirse Ronan.
Little Woman.
Even Little Women, yeah.
Oh,
Oh
Lady
no,
Bird.
Lady Bird, yeah, I was thinking of, but also what about like La La Land and stuff like that?
Just something that's about some sort of torture genius, I kind of love. If it also is aesthetically pleasing and has some sort of deeper meaning to it. If those of all those things, if all those things come together, that's just kind of guaranteed that I'm going to be obsessed with it. And I'm obsessed with Tar. I'm obsessed with it, and I will be watching it again. Is it on anything?
I don't know. Let's Google that.
Similar.
Because, you know, what I wanted to, also another idea I had for a podcast coming up in the new year is talking about like
the art of physical media, the beauty of it, and how it's totally disappearing, you know, which we can't allow to happen. You Googling it?
I've got it.
Because I just feel like that, I mean, as you say, it is so easy to obviously, Netflix is great, you know, Maestro's on Netflix now, you know, Leave the World Behind is on Netflix, and these, and all the Disney Plus films, like all the brand new films, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, Guardians of the Galaxy 3, these are huge films that came out in 2023, and it's something that you would have to wait a little while to get it on DVD to watch it again, but now it's immediately that, that immediate satisfaction of getting to watch it within weeks. Is great and very convenient, but there's something about going out and buying that physical copy that, you know, I own Tar on DVD. It would be really cool, you know.
I'm with you. Similar to books.
Yeah.
I really enjoy having the physical copy and sitting down and reading it. Even if it is less convenient than having an audiobook. Like the audiobook, you've listened to it and it's gone.
A couple of others, yeah.
It's nice to have it and you can maybe revisit it. It's the same with having a physical copy. Like you get the artwork and...
Yeah.
I don't know, it just means something. I think the cinema's the same. It's just...
Agreed.
Cinema, it's not all logical. We're so fucking logical. And like, these days, you know what I'm saying? Like it's all... Even in like dating, so logical. And we're also... preoccupied with like streamlining things, and you know, we're taken over by nerds. You know, it's like AI, we can write, you know, you don't have to write something, you just put it into ChatGPT and you know, it'll save you time. And
that's it, man.
And you know, just watch it at home, it'll save you money, and you won't have to travel somewhere. And no, there's something magical about the cinema, it's magic. It doesn't matter if it costs you, you know, something's there.
Something's there. Did you find where you can watch Tar? Is it not available anywhere?
Not available anywhere. Sky Cinema.
Sky Cinema, or go buy it on DVD or Blu-ray.
Buy it on DVD or Blu-ray.
I bet it looks good in 4K.
I bet it does. It was a beautiful looking film, wasn't it? All the postmodern furniture, I remember, in Shadow and Rock.
Yeah.
And the wood. A lot of wood in that film. I loved it.
Yeah.
I think she's fantastic.
Well, that's a good line to end it on. You think she's fantastic?
I think she's fantastic. I really do. Yeah. I don't know if I've said anything interesting about this film.
That's it. That's good.